Welcome to the Mojo in the Morning Show. We are the Humojo, Mojo in the Morning Show. This is the Friday Mojo, Mojo in the Morning Show. Putting Friday Mojo in there kind of screwed me up. Welcome to the Mojo in the Morning Show for this, the last Friday in July. Did that not blow you away? The last Friday in July.
Where'd the summer go?
August is here. What in the world is going on? Just going down so fast, isn't it? What are you going to do, right? Oh, I got to make sure. Hold on. I want to make sure that I'm behaving myself today. Mike, no children in the studio with you today, right?
Yeah, no.
Just want to make sure that yesterday we did the entire show. We didn't realize that Cecily was with Mike. Cecily is Mike's daughter, and the time that I know he sent a picture in our group chat, but I don't look at the group chat a lot during the show, like our group text. We're doing a More Mojo podcast yesterday, which got very dirty. By the way, titled it Avocado.
Did you really?
Yes, because of the conversation that we had, which was intriguing. I can't look at an avocado the same way anymore, or at least smell an avocado the same way anymore, or taste an avocado the same way anymore. But Cecily was in the studio. She was wearing headphones, right? What was she watching?
She was watching SpongeBob. So she came in she was watching SpongeBob SquarePants at the time. But she came in probably halfway through the show, and we didn't have a sitter. I guess our sitter bailed last minute, and so I was like, just bring her in. And she got really, really excited to be here, which is, I held it in a little bit, but I was really excited for that, like really, really. But then, like, yeah, we got to the podcast, and I'm like, all right, we started going, and I'm like, all right, hey, Seth, let's watch some SpongeBob. So I plugged the headphones into the board here, and it goes to the TV or whatever. So she didn't hear any of the stuff.
Smart. Good,
thank God.
But I couldn't ask questions without being like, because every time I started talking, she would like turn around and look at me. So anytime I'd ask a question, I had to be like, all right, guys, so.
So that was pretty cool. And you said that she like was really into it even after the show was over with. Like she was talking to mom about how much fun she had.
Okay, yes, and you, like, Mojo, you will know exactly what I'm talking about here because your sons were in all the time, and, you know, your son does, you know, radio.
Now doing radio.
She came in here and was excited to be, like, wanted to be on the radio. She kept the whole time she was here, like, I have pictures she drew of me on the radio. Like, here, I'll even send it to you. I have pictures she drew. She would write me notes, and it would just say, I love you. You're doing your best. just, like, really nice, supportive things.
Cecily comes in
so sweet.
Yeah, like, anytime she gets, and I would like to take credit, like, that we did this, but maybe we didn't. But anytime she gets, like, worked up and excited, like, to do something or a little bit nervous, she'll just talk to herself. You'll see her over, like, going, you can do this. You got this. You got this. You can do this.
She's giving you motivation during the show.
Well, she does it for herself too. Like, yeah.
That's awesome, man. That's cool. And so do you think that maybe she has the itch? Because I will tell you this, that I would bring all three boys in with me, and the one that that wanted to come the most is Joe, who now is in radio.
Hi, this is Joey, and you're listening to My Dan Mojo.
It's Mojo in the Morning.
Please don't turn off the station because I need to eat tonight.
So I had a few breaks like yesterday where she would just like jump in, and I couldn't cut them out, so I just left them, and it was just like her answering whatever question I would ask on the air. And then I would ask stuff like she answered something that we talked. I don't even remember. And Shannon, you even said something to her. I don't remember what it was, but what was it? I don't remember what we're talking about. But you could hear.
She was co-hosting. She was actually. Yeah. She was paying attention probably more than Megan. Megan, did you hear that?
Okay, first of all,
I'm joking.
That is rude.
That was a joke. I was. I joke.
What are we talking about?
If I wanted a joke, I'd follow you into the John and watch you take a leak.
Yes.
So, like, I got to imagine, you can't hurt anything here, right? Like, you can't, there's nothing, it's not brain surgery here. There's nothing she could break. But I got to imagine, like, there's got to be times where kids go to, like, jobs, their parents' jobs, and just completely screw it up.
Yeah, well, take your daughter to work day.
Yeah.
Remember, they
or take your now child to work day, whatever, if they're calling it something different. But I remember we would have topics before in the past where we would say, like, what did your kid do today? And we heard stories about kids who, like, overflowed the toilets at their company work. And
dude, I was always so jealous of kids who got to go to work with their parents because I never got to go to work with my dad. And I always wanted to.
Explain what your dad does for a living.
Great question. He's a guy.
Doesn't he do something with plastic?
Yeah, he works in plastics now. He always worked in automotive. So my dad's born and raised in Detroit, always has worked in Detroit, and always was automotive until recently, and now he works in the plastic industry. But he's in quality control, so he travels around the world to different plants when they have issues, and he fixes their problems.
Yeah, he's on an airplane all the time. Can you imagine going to take your daughter to work day, and you got to jump on an airplane to go to Los Angeles or something?
But, like, he always, I don't know. I guess it's probably not as cool as I thought it was when I was little, but I was, like, big machines and problem solving and, like, cool stuff and, like, I don't know. Now looking back at it, it was probably super dangerous. Well, not okay to have kids around, but like I always wanted to.
It's funny because I think that we're going to see this more and more with companies because I think a lot of people got to spend a lot of time with their kids over the last year. And I think that there's a lot of people that are rethinking how businesses are doing things. And I think one of the things that companies are going to do is they're going to be really open to get people to come back. To say, hey, you know, we're going to be family friendly. We're going to allow people.
Or bring your pet, whatever. Yeah. Like, you're going to see a lot of that. And I know a ton of parents that are already having issues with childcare looking ahead to the school year and a lot of offices going back.
Yeah, that's the issue that I think we're going to, especially these next couple weeks. Like, I already have to plan something for every Thursday. I might just bring her in here every Thursday. She loves it in here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you guys know that I will have Cecily here every day of the week? Over Fletch's dog that used to come in here and crap in the hallway. Remember? Mike and Megan, you guys never got to experience Fletch, but he would bring Ellie in, and all of a sudden you'd walk out in the hallway to go to the bathroom, and you'd be like, I think I just stepped in some poo-poo.
Remember the day one of us did step in? I think it was Fletch stepped in it and didn't realize, and then walked all around the studio, all around the building, didn't realize it. And it smelled so bad in here. Well, it was awful.
The interesting thing about it was I think that pretty much was the story of our lives for pretty much all the time that we ever worked for Fletch. You'd smell Ellie all the time.